You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Try Arby's new brown sugar bacon sandwiches. Our thick-cut bacon just got better with the sweet, crackly glaze of brown sugar. Three new sandwiches for true bacon lovers. Arby's, we have the meats. Nathan Zgura, Andrew Gribble with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford. Some interesting stuff happening in the NFL today. Ed Werder reporting that Dez Bryant texted the Dallas Cowboys, Stephen Jones, the vice president of the Dallas Cowboys, or the president of the Dallas Cowboys, saying, if you don't give me a contract by Wednesday, a new contract, which we know they've been working on and trying to get, if you don't get that, I will not attend camp. I will miss real games. Sign me by Wednesday or else I'm out.
Do you think he has enough leverage right now? I mean, I don't know if this will...
Nobody's caught more touchdowns over the last 3 years than Dez Bryant. I mean, he is... This is a team that certainly is not building to win in the future. They're not paying Tony Romo that money to win in the future. Right. So they need Dez Bryant on the field. He certainly is one of the very best on that team, one of the best receivers in the game today. So I do think he has a lot of leverage. They don't want him missing games. They need to get in the play. They need to win.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that doesn't want – I think it's not even about games at this point. You don't want that thing hanging over you all throughout training camp. I mean, this is a team that attracts – all sorts of national attention nonstop just for existing. I mean, you don't want a reason for this to be, just kind of blow up on you over July and August when, you know, that's the time for optimism, not the time for, you know, that kind of story to linger. And because there's no draft holdouts anymore, this thing gets even bigger. You know, I mean, this becomes the one of the only things going on in the NFL. I mean, this will be massive if he follows through with that. It's just a matter of if that even happens.
Now Jones is saying that didn't happen. He did not get such a text, but Ed Werder reiterating that he feels 100% confident that did in fact happen. There's another story, Demaryius Thomas. Apparently they aren't even close to a deal there in Denver, meaning he would play under the franchise tag or have to do it again the following season if they wanted to. We'll see what happens there. But it means that these receivers are wanting to get paid in an increasingly pass-oriented league, and teams are somewhat kind of balking at that.
These are two, I would say, very important contract negotiations for the entire position of wide receivers. Do you think... I feel like Dallas could maybe afford to walk away from Dez Bryant, but they would maybe be better set up in the future without Dez Bryant. But can the Broncos lose a guy like Demaryius Thomas with Peyton Manning potentially gone after this season as well? I mean,
well, that's where they could look at it is, okay, we've got Demaryius Thomas here for this season. It's probably Peyton's last season, and then we're going to change our offensive style maybe, and maybe we'll run the football more, or maybe we, you know, won't be so dependent on one dominant receiver because we're not going to be so pass-oriented because we won't have Peyton Manning.
Hmm. And then I don't...
So he could be – he's the guy who could be on the market next year. It certainly is possible.
I guess if you're ranking both of these, which one do you think is more likely to get done?
Well, I think Dez Bryant's more likely to get done. I think Demaryius Thomas is younger and probably has one, maybe two contracts ahead of him, where this is probably Dez's last opportunity to get his big deal. Listen, if either one of those guys hits the market, I'd love to have him come here next year, even though I know as well as you do that's probably a very, very long shot because the Browns, I don't think, are going to make that kind of an investment in a receiver. But at the same time, you know, you look at what did they give, maybe a total of, what, $12 million this year to Hartline and – or maybe not that quite that high, but like seven for Bo and around two and a half, three. So almost $10 million to those two. Would you rather have those two, or would you rather spend, you know, a little bit over $10 million given your cap room and bring in a Demaryius Thomas?
And dare I say that Demaryius Thomas is underrated because of all the attention that goes to Peyton? And
it's hard to know, but I think he's a freak.
Yeah, I mean, he's very good, and he has many, many years ahead of him. And I guess, you know, Dez Bryant comes with, you know, some other issues. I mean, he's got kind of a reputation, whereas Demaryius Thomas does not. But both of these guys are superstars, and that's what they're going to command big money. And I agree with you, though. I think that this Dez Bryant thing will get done before Thomas, just because I could see the Broncos potentially just kind of blowing things up after Peyton calls it quits.
Yeah, and if the rumors are true that they were thinking of trading him, you know, which there's something to that. I don't know exactly what it is, but there was something. There's certainly something to that. You know, they're maybe starting to think, hey, what do we need to invest this much money in a receiver if we're not going to be that same type of a team?
Yeah, you know, the Broncos might be one of the toughest teams for me to predict this season. You know, because of maybe it's just from what I saw in that last playoff loss to the Colts, where it just felt like it was over.
It was the end of the road.
But I know it's just one. It's one game, and then you wonder if you know. It's all about what we're going to see from Peyton Manning maybe through those first few games. But then again, he was amazing at the beginning of last season. And then it just kind of it ran out of steam at some point at the end of the year. And it's just you had all those new free agents with that team on defense especially. I don't know if defense was the problem for them at the end of the year, but and now I'm just kind of wondering.
Well, Peyton got old and Peyton got beaten up and it wasn't the same offense. And that was a team that needed to score and kind of get another offense on its heels and then you could get after them. That's what they were trying to do. That's what they needed to do. And that's what they were unable to do, at least at that point. And they got decimated. They got dissected and they were crushed. That team went downhill at the end of last year once Peyton was not 100%. And then the fact they tried to trade makes you wonder if they think he can ever get back to being 100% or he can get back to being the Peyton Manning that he needs to be the kind of guy that really, you know, is going to dominate for this team and be, you know, the best regular season quarterback in NFL history.
That's why I think we've talked about this before, but could the Broncos ever pull off the Tim Duncan plan of purposely resting Peyton Manning during the regular season? I know every game.
Go ahead and
is
do
so
it
week.
They can do a week six right here in Cleveland. Put in Brock Osweiler.
You probably have a lot of people disappointed. You know, he's gotten kind of the
it's his LeBron, farewell tour.
LeBron status of when he goes on the road, and you know, people are flocking to come out and potentially see him. So, but it's just so tough because you know how valuable that rest could potentially be during the regular season, but. You know, teams that are 10-6 miss the playoffs all the time in the NFL. So that's where it becomes an almost impossible situation. So you just maybe hope this is the year he has something left in the tank when you're playing deep into January.
Absolutely. And so just going back to that thing we were talking about earlier. So this year the Browns are paying Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline a combined $9.5 million. That would get you every receiver in the NFL not named Calvin Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, Mike Wallace, Vincent Jackson, Larry Fitzgerald, Jeremy Maclin, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson's 9.7. So we'll even say Jordy Nelson. But every other receiver in the league other than those nine could be right now is playing for less than that money this season.
Right. The thing is, though, these guys aren't fighting for money that they're going to get paid this season. They're fighting for that guaranteed money 4 or 5 years from now. I guess they're looking for I don't know what the terms they're looking for, but would it be in the neighborhood of maybe 40 million guaranteed or something like that? Or are they worth that at this point?
Well, Calvin's got 48 guaranteed. The next biggest wide receiver guarantee was Mike Wallace with 27, Vincent Jackson 26, Fitz and Maclin both 22, and that's it.
So you imagine I imagine Bryant and Thomas both think that they are even worth what Calvin Johnson's getting at this stage of their careers where they're younger, have a lot of upside. So probably they're looking probably for 50, 55 million.
I don't know if they're going to get that high, but yeah, they're probably looking to get into the 40s.
Yeah.
I think that would be a strong number for both of them. Dez has been great, but if he really did send that text, now Stephen Jones is denying it to Pro Football Talk. He's denying that it's that text never happened. But we'll see. We've heard him say things, Dez Bryant say things like that before. Is he really going to start sitting out? Is he going to really start risking? I mean, each game that he sits out is basically $800,000.
That's a lot of money.
Is he gonna skip out on $800,000 paychecks? I don't know.
What do you miss out on for training camp? What kind of money?
It's not much. It's just bonuses.
Right. It really gets serious once it gets to late August and he's not there.
Then it would get very, very serious. And they're reporting, as we said on the other side, which doesn't cost him any money, Demaryius Thomas. He's going to play. They expect that no long-term deal will get done and that he would therefore play on the franchise tag, which would pay him, you know, north of $12 million this year as a wide receiver.
And could they franchise him again?
So they could, but then it's a 20% bump on that.
That's a lot of money then.
It is. So for him, it would be a way to almost get a two-year, you know, $26 million fully guaranteed deal. So and this is Pro Football Talk saying it's not likely it gets done by Wednesday's deadline, which is when Dez Bryant is saying as well he's a franchise guy. He's on a 12.8. They're both on 1 year, 12.8. Thomas hasn't threatened any kind of holdout. He'd break the bank if he gets to the market. They think he would get a Calvin Johnson kind of deal on the market, 8 years, 150 with 60 guaranteed. This is what Pro Football Talk is speculating Dez Bryant probably wants a similar type of a deal.
You wonder, though, when's the last time a wide receiver hit the open market like that, commanding that kind of cash? I can't even remember that. Was Mike Wallace? I mean, that's not even comparable, though, with the kind of money he was getting.
And he wasn't that good. He was overpaid. But, you know, it's a strange one, because typically in the NFL, guys that are that good at that much of a change, they just don't actually ever get out. Randall Cobb, we thought was going to hit the market, right, never got out of there. Jordy Nelson never got out of there. So I'm not sure that they're going to be able to. I don't think Demaryius Thomas is going to hit the market. Maybe they trade him. I don't know what they're going to try to do with him. But it would be interesting to see if he did get out there, who would be after him. Would the Saints, would Drew Brees be lobbying again? Would Peyton Manning say, Tom Brady say, hey, finally, let's get me that receiver?
Man, I just could not see the Patriots doing that, for making that kind of long-term investment for a wide receiver, especially when you know your quarterback's not going to be around too many years after this one.
If you're all in, you're all in. If you're trying to win, we'll see. I don't know. But I'd like to see him hit the market, because I think it would be very interesting. He could end up, by the way, if they don't get a deal done with Dez Bryant, he could end up just coming straight to Dallas and being the Dez Bryant replacement. And then Dez Bryant would be a more likely candidate to go somewhere with the Patriots, because they signed him on a short deal. They're not afraid to rent guys like they did with Revis.
Who do you think is the better long-term investment?
Demaryius Thomas, just because of age. I think Dez Bryant's a better player.
Just because of just...
Just because of how dominant he is. Mm-hmm. Listen, Demaryius Thomas is dominant, don't get me wrong. And he had a couple nice plays with Tim Tebow even. But I think that Dez Bryant is arguably, you know, the best receiver in the NFL. The statistics would back that up. I still think Calvin Johnson's better for me. But Dez Bryant is right there. So is Demaryius Thomas. But you want to see Julio Jones might end up being the best receiver in the NFL if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, when he
there
is,
are a lot of good receivers.
I mean, this league is just getting chock full. And then with the last two draft classes – of wide receivers, this one and the previous one that everyone kind of talked about, it's just going to be – that's why these contracts get even more important, because then you wonder if there's just going to be a lot of supply out there on the market where these teams maybe feel comfortable letting those guys walk away with that kind of money if you're getting these younger wide receivers on the cheap out of the draft.
Well, you're looking at Denver. So they got rid of Eric Decker. They brought Emmanuel Sanders, and Emmanuel Sanders turned out to be a great free agent pickup and played very, very well in that offense. You drafted Cody Latimer last year out of Indiana, who's got the size, who's got the speed, but was a huge disappointment. I hated his college tape. I did not think he was going to be good in the NFL. So far, it was a complete disappointment. Apparently, they're disappointed. But that was the guy that I think they were drafting to try to groom in case they didn't get a long-term deal done with Demaryius Thomas, because he's, like I said, I think he's 6'3". He runs like a 4.3 40, was a big kind of late bloomer. You saw the potential there, but was very, very raw. And I think they were hoping that he could develop into that replacement for Demaryius Thomas if that's the direction they decide to go.
And Demaryius Thomas is not a guy you can say, oh, this guy's good because he played with Peyton Manning.
He's legitimately good.
He's just legit. Yeah, I mean, like that's why, you know, Peyton Manning helps out those slot receivers a lot, helps get them paid at their other jobs. I think he helped Eric Decker kind of get to the point where he was able to sign that big deal with the New York Jets. But I'll be interested. I would love to see Thomas in an offense with a quarterback that has a big arm and see what you can do with him stretching the field all the way down.
He's 6'3", 224, incredibly fast. He's had at least 90 catches, 1,400 yards, and 10 touchdowns in each of the last three seasons. He's been fantastic for all you fantasy guys. He's been at least a top five fantasy wide receiver 3 years in a row. So he's benefited from Peyton. Obviously, career highs last year with 111 catches, 1,619 yards, 11 touchdowns, down from the career high 14 he had in 2013. But an incredibly productive and prolific player. And you're talking about Dez Bryant for the Dallas Cowboys, who, as I said, has caught the most touchdowns of any receiver in the NFL the last 3 years, 12, 13, and 16 over the last three seasons. So he has been very, very, very productive in his own right. Both of these guys, and as it was just pointed out to me, they're actually about the same age. Demaryius Thomas is actually older than Dez Bryant, born in 87, Dez Bryant in 88. So that was my mistake for not knowing that. It seems like Dez Bryant's been in the league a lot longer than Demaryius Thomas.
Maybe it's just because
he's been good for longer.
And, you know, he had more attention on him in college than maybe Demaryius Thomas did. I mean, that's how I always sometimes think guys are older than they are, because I've been hearing about him for so many years, and I just assume that starting point is 20 years old or something. But
same draft, and Demaryius Thomas was taken 21st, and Dez Bryant was taken 24th. Not a bad draft right there for wide receivers in that 2010
and those
draft.
Those were playoff teams getting those players.
Yep.
I mean, that's just – it's amazing how the draft breaks like every other every single
The talent
game.
Is there. The talent is there. The talent is there. You just about it's about getting the right people. And I'll tell you what, you want to know who I think is going to be the next Dez Bryant? Allen Robinson. I said that last year, and apparently he's been unbelievable for the Jags in their offseason program. So actually, now if you're going back to it, who would I rather have? I'd rather have Dez Bryant in any scenario than Demaryius Thomas, now that I've been corrected on my ignorance about their age. It just seemed to me Dez Bryant had been around a lot longer, but no, not at all. Same draft.
But I bet their contracts end up being nearly identical.
Probably. Probably. And Demaryius Thomas could even get the bigger deal if he actually hits the open market. But, I mean, Dez Bryant is good. Flat out good, dominant, and he did catch that ball in that playoff game. That was a catch. All right, when we come back, hit us up, 216-578-0850. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let us know what's going on here. Call us up, 216-578-0850.